This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. China opened its national security office in Hong Kong on Wednesday. The office, a key part of the mainland's tough new oversight of the semi-autonomous financial hub. The same day as the opening, Hong Kong's Education Bureau banned students from playing or singing Glory to Hong Kong, the unofficial anthem of the pro-democracy movement. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam unveiled a plaque at the Metro Park Hotel, marking the popular tourist lodging as the site of the new Office for Safeguarding National Security in Hong Kong. Under the new national security law, anyone believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, and collusion with foreign forces could face life in prison. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of 2019. Critics say the measure effectively ends the one-country, two-systems policy under which Hong Kong was promised a high degree of autonomy. The United States' top infectious disease expert warned Americans Tuesday not to fall into a false complacency about the nation's falling death rate from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower death rate. The U.S. has recorded more than 131,000 deaths from COVID-19 as of Wednesday. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from coronavirus is down tenfold. But Fauci warned earlier this week that the U.S. is still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. Asian markets are in mixed territory on Wednesday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is in Washington for meetings with President Trump. The meeting Wednesday comes days after a new trade deal among the two countries in Canada went into effect. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City before his departure Tuesday, López Obrador repeatedly said, in response to questions about raising other issues such as immigration policy, that his focus in the talks would be on the trade deal. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American Trade Agreement and was a major policy push for President Trump, who cast the former trade deal as harmful to U.S. businesses and workers. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. The two leaders will also take part in a dinner Wednesday night with business leaders from both countries. President Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. The president made the comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren. He said he believes North Korea wants to meet with him, and he would do it if he believes it would be helpful. President Trump adding he has a good relationship with Kim, so the meeting probably would be beneficial. Van Susteren is also a VOA contributor. The U.S.'s University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll in the United States could reach more than 200,000 by November. The Institute says if 95% of people wear a mask in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. Murray said the U.S. never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus, but he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September. Amid a surge of COVID-19 infections, especially among younger people, the White House is pressuring schools across the U.S. to reopen. President Trump said Tuesday, quote, "We're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools. To get them open, it's very important. A significant unknown is whether young children will spread COVID-19 to older teachers and staff." Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. VOA News.